Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I hope that God blessed you with a wonderful Thanksgiving. Now we're speeding toward Christmas, full steam ahead. This year we have an especially short period between Thanksgiving and Christmas because Thanksgiving came late. It's easy to get wrapped up in the busyness of the season and lose track of what it's all about. Around Christmas time in 2018, I wrote a blog entitled That Moment When You Know It's Christmas. I want to read from that blog today. Merry Christmas. Every year, Christmas seems so far off into the future, but before we know it, it has passed. This year has been especially quick. I can hardly believe Christmas is coming Tuesday. We started our new online business this year. They say time flies when you're having fun. I've been super busy having fun playing Santa Claus this year, selling and shipping Christmas gifts all over the world. I shipped a handmade German snowman Christmas merry-go-round to California. I mailed a turkey brine to England, and I helped a young mom surprise her son with a 1990s light bright toy in Pennsylvania. A woman in Australia bought a beautiful pen and pencil set from us that was handmade from red heartwood by a man in Anchorage, Alaska. She had me ship it to her friend in Texas. It's truly Christmas around the world for me this year. Each shipment has a story. It's so neat to realize that what I hold in my hand now will soon be in the hand of someone halfway around the world. I make it a point to pray for those receiving the treasures, and I add a Bible verse to the package. Every Christmas, there has been one moment when it dawns on me that it really is Christmas. Because of the busyness of the season, sometimes I can rush right through without letting the true meaning of Christmas rest on me. Is that you? Oh, but when it does, it settles like a soft, gentle winter snow, surrounding me and drawing me into the quietness of the moment. My Christmas moment happened this past Sunday night. I was headed across the parking lot at church after watching a wonderful presentation of Come Home for Christmas, our church's Christmas play. I was reflecting on the musical and looking back over the last weeks of my crazy busy life. I am in the process of closing one business and starting this new one. In addition, in the last week, we had our Grace in the Wilderness Christmas brunch for moms who've lost children, followed by a Sunday school class Christmas party, a family Christmas party, and a Christmas celebration of gift-giving and carols at the nursing home. All of it had been about awesome Christmas stuff, but I was so busy running around doing life and making Christmas happen that I had not been still enough to let Christmas truly happen to me. Right there in the parking lot, it settled on me, like that soft snow I was talking about. I felt a peace pour out on me that could only be Christmas. Wait for it. Here it comes. Christmas is about Christ, and He loves me so much. The Master of the universe humbled Himself to be born as a tiny baby in a dirty manger, and there is no lower place on earth to be born. He left the majesty of heaven to come solely to be an example for us and to give His life so that we could live with Him and our loved ones in heaven one day for eternity. He did all that for us. And He walks with us through this journey every day, getting us by one day at a time. It is more than a realization. It's a peace that passes all understanding for those of us who believe in Jesus. Right there in the parking lot, I experienced Christmas, and all I had to do was be still. Be still and know that it is Christmas. The Holy Spirit did the rest. Now, I cannot promise that I won't get busy again. We have last-minute shopping, family gatherings, and cooking, and cleaning, and planning, and wrapping, and rushing. Okay, I'm doing it again. Stop it. Amid the rush this year, I solemnly promise I will make every effort to stop and let that soft snow of Christmas fall on me. Will you join me? Let's remember that holy night so many years ago when the silence was broken only by a baby's cry. A holy baby who came to save the world. He came to save me. He came to save you. Be still and know. That article was written around the middle of December in 2018. Here we are, the 1st of December, 2024. And I'm still trying to be still so that I can experience that moment when it's truly Christmas. Do you share my same struggle? Are you like me and so busy making Christmas for everyone else that you forget to let it fall on you? The Christmas season has officially started. This year, I'm going to try something different and embrace Christmas every day of the season. This year, I'm going to participate in Advent, and I hope that you will come along and join me. If you're like me and born Southern Baptist, you may not be familiar with Advent. Advent is a Catholic practice. In recent years especially, it has penetrated the Baptist Church, and there are many Bible studies and devotionals about Advent. You may relate Advent to the calendars that are in the stores with the chocolate pieces or the special surprises for children. And that can be part of it too. But for the true effectiveness of Advent, it has to center around the expectation of the birth of Jesus Christ. Advent is a season to remember, to prepare our hearts to celebrate the birth of Jesus. There is a quote from the book Love Came Down that I love. Advent is a coming. Not our coming to God, but His to us. We cannot come to God. He is beyond our reach, but He can come to us, for we are not beneath His mercy. I can't quite explain just how grateful I am that I am not beneath His mercy, but I sure need His mercy in my life. Advent is a slowing down as we approach Christmas. It's like being still and knowing that He is God, and anticipating the birth of His Son. Luke 2 is my favorite, and we can read that, and we can certainly celebrate the miraculous birth of our Savior. But we miss so much in the days leading up to that, in the hustle bustle, in the busyness. The enemy tries to rob our joy by keeping us from truly savoring and experiencing the Christmas season. Advent begins on the first Sunday following Thanksgiving. And so that's this Sunday, December 1st, as I'm recording this. Each Sunday of Advent is focused on a certain topic. The first Sunday is focused on hope. The second Sunday of Advent is focused on peace. The third is focused on joy. And the fourth is focused on love. After all, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. That's really what Christmas is all about, after all. As I mentioned, hope is the first topic of Advent, and Jesus is the hope of the world. Let's study about all the reasons that Jesus came through this Advent season. Jesus came to bring light to a world in darkness. He came to do what Adam could not. Adam could not save himself from his sins. Jesus came to bring light to a world in darkness. Isaiah prophesied about the birth of a Messiah, and the people had waited many years and prayed for the Messiah to come. Micah 7:7 says, "But I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." In God's time, which is perfect, He sent His Son Jesus to the world. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ came to this world for many reasons. He came to bring light to a world in darkness. He was an answer to the prayers of the people. He came to do what Adam could not, save himself from sin. He came to bless the nations, to fulfill the law, to be our high priest, to teach us how to walk in God's ways, to seek and save the lost, to reign as king forever, to bring God's kingdom to earth, to to defeat the enemy, to show us perfect love, to heal our wounds, to be the Lamb of God, to be the first fruits of the resurrection, to make all things new, to be God with us, Emmanuel, to bring mercy, to exalt the humble, and to offer us His peace. In His 33 years on earth, He accomplished this and so much more. We now have a record in the Bible of His example, so we know how to live. Isaiah 9:6-7 prophesies about the birth of a Savior to bring light to a world of darkness. Beginning in verse 6, "For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on His shoulders. He will be named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over His kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord of armies will accomplish this." What a beautiful promise. And it came to pass. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, the Bible says, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ." Christ came to fulfill the law. Romans 8:1-4 says, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, since it was weakened by the flesh, God did. He condemned sin in the flesh by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh as a sin offering, in order that the law's requirement would be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Jesus is our High Priest. Hebrews 10:10-14 says, "By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. Every priest stands day after day, ministering and offering the same sacrifices, time after time, which can never take away sins. But this man, after offering one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. He is now waiting until His enemies are made His footstool. For by one offering, He has perfected forever those who are sanctified." These verses are about the hope of Jesus. There are many, many more. I challenge you during this first week of Advent to focus on hope, the hope that is found in Jesus Christ alone. You can research many other scriptures on hope, or make it as simple as saying a prayer each evening. Light a candle and say a prayer about the hope that we find in Jesus Christ. Hope that God will use you. Hope that others will find Jesus. I will end this podcast with my favorite verse, Hebrews 10:23. "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful." May the hope of Christmas fill your home and your heart this week as we anticipate the celebration of the birth of a Savior. Join us next time as we'll be discussing peace. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.